We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at t2t.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, time to get to work. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas, the South Point Studios, and of course the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. We welcome you to the show on a great Saturday for horse racing and for a little college football as well. We welcome you here on the Race Day Show. And we also welcome all of you listening to us zipping around the city a little bit early this morning, maybe listening to us on the radio, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, where today on Sports Talk 1400 AM, the USC football game will be broadcast at 12:30 our time here. The USC broadcast for football today on Sports Talk 1400 AM. And of course, all of our other websites and streaming that we have at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, iPhone, Android. Hey, we got you covered too. your apps, the KSHP app so you can hear us, the YouTube app so you can hear us and see us on the YouTube South Point Studio streaming network, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Saturday Race Day Show, where the weather here in Las Vegas is a little breezy this morning, kind of nice, because it's 76 degrees outside right now. We're going to get up to 107 today, getting a little bit in there in the really hot weather there, so make sure you stay hydrated, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports books, and that's where we will be spending our time today. That's for sure, right there in the race and sports book here at the South Point. And I want to remind everybody, too, today is California Crown Day. On California Crown Day, of course, big five stakes races out at Santa Anita. And we have four stakes races, big ones at Belmont at Aqueduct, and a few at Churchill Downs as well. Look, we're coming up to the Breeders' Cup, and now we're into the home stretch for the Breeders' Cup. 34 days, 4 hours, 32 minutes, and 7 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup, okay? And now we have 20 Breeders' Cup win-and-you're-in races left before the Breeders' Cup. Five of them will be today. Of course, 20 here in America. There's more over the pond in Europe. But we have 20 left, and five will be contested today. There'll be a couple of more tomorrow. So we're getting into the nitty-gritty for the Breeders' Cup, the Breeders' Cup win-and-you're-in races. We'll take a look at those races today. And, of course, we will take a look at those. With not only Jonathan Hardoon, but John Linda will be with us to take a look at those California Crown Days. So it's a lot of great stuff happening across the board as far as horse racing is concerned. Taking a look at some of the Breeders' Cup notes as we move towards Breeders' Cup. Steve Asmussen said he's going to freshen up both Cogburn and Society. They won't be racing in any more races before the Breeders' Cup. He's going to freshen them up and get them ready for the Breeders' Cup. Sherry DeVoe said she's going to prep her horses at Keeneland in the upcoming Keeneland Fall Meeting. And Brad Cox, he's all over the place with his prep horses. Eddie O'Matic will be going in the Spinster at Keeneland coming up. Highland Falls will be going into the Breeders' Cup off of that Jockey Club Gold Cup win. And for his two-year-olds, Emery, a two-year-old, who will be heading for the Raven Run at Keeneland on the 16th of October. And so those are some of the Breeders' Cup prep races. But for today, in the California Crown, and of course, the ACAC at Churchill Downs will also be a win and you're in. So we'll cover those races as well. As far as the weather is concerned, as I say, 76 here, 107 degrees will top off of here in Las Vegas. As far as the temperatures are concerned around the country, Miami will be 90 degrees today, Tampa 87. They're recovering from all of that flooding from Helene that went through there a couple of days ago. So our thoughts go out to those folks there. New York has 71, Chicago 70. Southern California, Los Angeles, 81 degrees, where, of course, Santa Anita's at in Arcadia, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. So it'll be nice there today, 81 degrees. Hot spot in the nation, again, Phoenix, Arizona, 115 degrees. On the final days of September, they're still high there in Phoenix, 115 degrees there. And that's the hot spot in the nation. All right, well, we have a lot to cover. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday. We'll start with Churchill Downs. Because Churchill Downs had a record-breaking day as far as one race. That came in the third race. A horse called Bango under Tyler Gaffleone for Greg Foley won the 6-furlong optional claiming allowance race, paid $5.84 as the favorite. But this was the 12th win at Churchill Downs for this horse. And he set a new record at Churchill Downs in the 149 years of racing at Churchill Downs. And then some. No horse has won more than 11 races. 11 wins by Reddy's Rocket last fall. So Bango in winning his 12th race of his career at Churchill Downs, a 12th Churchill Downs win, establishes a new record at Churchill Downs with that victory in the third race yesterday. Southern California trainers Peter Urton won a race there at Churchill yesterday, $13.22 with Trust Fund Philly. And Steve Asmussen won the eighth race in a two-year-old maiden. He put his son Eric Asmussen on Publisher, and he put Luis Saez aboard Extradition. Well, Extradition won for Luis Saez, and Publisher ran third. So Asmussen ran first and third in that race, and his winner paid $37.98. Rafael Bejarano had a big day. He had three wins. His final winner came in the ninth race aboard Cozy Rags, paying $29.02. And the pick five there, you ready for this? Here's the prices in the late pick five at Churchill Downs. $13.22, $43.16. Steve Asmussen's $37.98 winner. Then you had a $29.02 winner. The last race paid $9.56. As you know, they pay right down to the penny there in their payoffs at Churchill. Those were the prices in the late pick five. The 50-cent pick five at Churchill Downs, the late pick five paid $145,963.89. Wow. The 20-cent pick six paid $36,000 and change. And again, Bango sets a new record, 12 Churchill Downs wins yesterday at Churchill Downs. Opening day at Santa Anita yesterday, Richard Mandela got off the blocks in a hurry with the first race winner, a two-year-old filly, acquitted for Juan Hernandez aboard, paying $6.80. Diego Herrera had a couple of wins. His first winner came in the second race at $23.40, capped it off in the fourth race at $7.40. Trainer George Papapodromo had two wins on the day. He had that fourth race winner with Herrera, and then he came back in the seventh race with Hart headed for with Umberto Rispoli, paying $10.60 for Papapodromo's second win of the day. Doug O'Neill capped off the day with a winner in the last race at $23.40, and I'll have another one. I'll have another one, an offspring of I'll have another. Pick six paid $4,921.40 on opening day at Santa Anita. Remember, that is a traditional pick six now and a $2 base bet at Santa Anita. Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. Well, Jerry J came with a big one. You remember when we were giving out the picks, Jerry was giving out the picks. He was going to go to the ninth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Thank goodness we got the late scratches because his horse that he was going to pick in the ninth race got scratched. So he went to an audible. That audible came in the fourth race in the form of a horse called Tony O. Tony O won and paid $37.20 for the victory there. I added a few link-ups to it because Jerry did not do it, so I added a couple of link-ups. One of those link-ups ran second in a dead heat, and that dollar exacta paid $35.50. Big day yesterday for Ruben Silva. He had a couple of wins on the card yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Pick six paid $41,547 there at Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, that's what happened yesterday. We got a lot to cover today, so we're going right to our first break. When we come back, your racing menu, and then we're off with our handicappers on this California Crown Saturday from Las Vegas. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, looking at the weather around the country, the remnants of Helene still making their way through Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio as it moves through its path over the continental United States. As far as Florida is concerned, a few showers here and there, but they're mostly digging out of all of that flooding going on there. So again, our thoughts and concerns go out to those folks there. As far as the rest of the country, from the Midwest on out to the good old Golden West, clear as a bell, so it should be great racing in Santa Anita for the California Crown. At Aqueduct, don't know what the weather is exactly like there because they haven't posted it yet, but I can tell you this. They've already taken some races off the turf course today at Belmont at Aqueduct. We'll get to that when we do our menu. We're going to do our menu right now as we begin the racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These will be the first post times, by the way, that roll out in our book today here. But if you're in any other time zone with all of the different time zones that we're in, adjust to the Pacific time zone from yours so you don't miss anything like I miss Molly. Okay, here we go. We start off with Belmont at Aqueduct. Their first post time is 9:05 today. They got 12 races, 4 stakes races. Races that are coming off the turf at Belmont at Aqueduct already include the first race. First race comes off the turf but on the main track. Then you go to the 8th race. The 8th race, off the turf, on the main track. And the 10th race, off the turf, on the main track. So the 1st, 8th, and 10th are already off the turf. As far as the stakes races that are scheduled for the turf course, they are still on at the moment. Okay? Aqueduct, as I say, 12 races. They'll roll out the stakes races like this. The 6th race will be the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic, a grade 1 for $500,000. A field of 7 before any scratches. Favorite in that race at 8-5 is Warlike Goddess with Junior Alvarado aboard. Then we'll move to the 9th race. 9th race will be the Bossberg. This is a Breeders' Cup winning and ran at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 7 before any scratches there. Good competitive race. The 5-2 favorite there is Comedy Town with Manny Franco aboard. Then you move to the 11th race. And in the 11th race will be the Pilgrim for 2-year-olds. On the outer turf course at 1 16th, this is also a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup. 8 go to the post in this one. Zulu Kingdom is the 8-5 favorite with Joel Rosario aboard there. 12 races today at Belmont Park. I should say Belmont at Aqueduct, at Aqueduct Racecourse. First post time is 9:05. 2 of the 4 stakes races today are win and you're ins for the Breeders' Cup. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:25. They got $300,000 stakes rate. Well, actually, a couple of them are $150,000. The Salima at $150,000 is the 6th race. You got the Japan Turf Cup at 1.5 miles on the turf. That'll be the 8th race there. And the Laurel Futurity for 2-year-olds at 1 16th on the turf will be the 9th race on the card at Laurel. 10 races overall. They have a pick 5, a regular pick 5 carryover at Laurel of $9,050. It's a regular pick 5 there. They also have a pick 6 jackpot carryover. That's $1,660 at Laurel Park today. First post time is at 9:25. Delaware Park is next. They have 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:30. 9:30 at Delaware Park. And then we have Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time of 9:35 for their 8 races. Gulfstream Park kicks in with the 11 race card. The $95,000 Hollywood Beach Stakes for 2-year-olds on the turf at 5 furlongs is their feature. They also have a pick 6, Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $9,591. First post time is 9:55 at Gulfstream for their 11 race card. Woodbine, north of the border, they have 10 races. The feature there is the Durham Cup at 1 16th for 3-year-olds and up. Big favorite there at 1-5 on the morning line is Paramount Prince with Pat Husbands aboard. That's the 9th. 10 overall at Woodbine. Their Super High 5 jackpot carryover is $53,490. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $23,836. First post time at Woodbine set at 10:10 first post time at Woodbine. Then we get to Santa Anita, the great race place with a great racing card today. It is California Crown Day, first post time early at 12:30. 12:30 is the first post time at Santa Anita today. 10 races, 5 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The 5th race is the $100,000 Unzip Me Stakes. It's 6.5 furlongs on the turf course for 3-year-old fillies. A field now of 12, scratch the 2 and the 5. It's a wide-open affair. 5-2 favorite there is Tupi with Flavian Pratt. Flavian Pratt riding at Santa Anita today. Then you go to the seventh race, the Grade 2 John Henry Turf at a mile and a quarter on the turf for three-year-olds and up. There's a field of 11 there. Phil D'Amato's got this thing surrounded. The morning line favorite in the race is Lukewarm at 7-2, and that is Gold Phoenix with Kyle Frey aboard. Then the eighth race will be the Eddie D Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up. A field of 11 here going down the hill, and a wide-open affair here as well. The morning line favorite in this one, 3-1, that is Big Invasion with Flavian Pratt aboard. And then the ninth race is the California Crown, $1 million grade one at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds and up. It is a Breeders' Cup winning your in race. Number seven, Indispensable, is expected to be scratched. He is going in the Oklahoma Derby tomorrow at Remington Park. That'll leave a field of six. Muth is the 2-1 second choice there. The 8-5 favorite is National Treasure. Flavian Pratt aboard National Treasure. Juan Hernandez aboard Muth. They're both trained by Bob Baffert. And then the 10th race is the City of Hope at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds and up. It is also a Breeders' Cup winning run. Nine go to the post in that one. 4-5 favorite is Johannes with Umberto Rispoli. Big day of racing at Santa Anita. First post time is at 12:30 at Santa Anita. Northern California Fairs continue at Fresno. First post time for eight races, 1:45. Prairie Meadows, closing day of Prairie Meadows. You got a mandatory payoff in their Pick 5 jackpot. The Pick 5 jackpot mandatory payoff today at Prairie Meadows stands at $18,607. 13 races on this closing day, and they're all stakes races, all of them, across the board. Four quarter horse stakes races, nine thoroughbred stakes races, including the Iowa Breeders' Derby, the Iowa Sorority, and the Iowa Breeders' Oaks as well, and the Iowa Cradle. First post time on closing day at Prairie Meadows is set at 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2 o'clock. Canterbury Park has nine races. Their first post time is 2:10. Churchill Downs has a late start today, folks. 3 o'clock is their first post time, 11 races, a couple of stakes races. The $400,000 Grade 3 ACK-ACK Stakes at a mile for three-year-olds and up is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Seven go to the post in this one. 4-5 favorite is Saudi Crown with Florent Guru aboard. A couple of races later, the 10th race is the $500,000 Lucas Classic at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds and up. A field of eight before scratches. And the morning line favorite there at 5-2 is Rattle and Roll with Brian Hernandez aboard. Churchill Downs, first post time is at 3 o'clock today at Churchill Downs. Charlestown has eight races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $24,811. Monmouth at Meadowlands, six turf races. Monmouth at Meadowlands, their first post time is at 4 p.m. with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $10,559. Remington Park has nine races. Their first post time is 4:30 there. We wrap it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al has a first post time of 6 p.m. Three thoroughbreds, three mixed breed, three quarter horses, nine races, first post time 6 p.m. And do not forget, here at the South Point, exclusively here at the South Point, we do have Australian racing that comes in from Australia. That'll happen after the late cards are over today at the South Point book. That's it. Time to go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. I wanted to call you Juan because you know,
changed my name.
Yes, I did.
You put me on the witness protection program.
Well, I didn't. Okay, I didn't have to because you actually came with a winner yesterday, so everybody's happy now with you.
Okay, good.
All right, let's.
Horse ran well. Yeah.
Your horse, yes, it did. It ran well, even though it was wide and most of the trip. He reported home just fine and a nice price too for. Russia Storm. $8.50 yeah. For Brad Cox. Okay, let's get started with some of the races at Belmont at Aqueduct. First of all, we'll go in order, and that order will be the Vosburgh, which is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in, ninth race at seven furlongs for three-year-olds and up. I know that you had said that you really liked that horse Scotland a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that actually, Ralph, let me give everybody an update. It rained for a solid hour this morning, so they took 1, 8, and 10 off the turf. Races 1, 8, and 10 will be run on the main track. The other races remain on the turf. They had the track sealed, so I'm sure that rain didn't do much damage, and it's going to turn out to be a nice day, so it should dry out fast with whatever's going on. Actually, the ninth race is going to be one of my first of two radio plays, and I do love Scotland in here. Unfortunately, they scratched the morning line favorite of number five, Comedy Town, so you can forget the 7-2, but we'll get 5-2 on the horse. They have other horses to play in here, and I think Scotland, on the improve, will win today's Vosburgh Stakes.
All right, now five, Comedy Town is scratched, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know where you get the scratches, because on their website, they haven't got the scratches up yet.
Well, I have a secret source.
Oh, okay, your secret source. Okay, so that's good. The ninth race then, scratch the favorite, morning line favorite, Comedy Town. You'll still stick with Scotland. In fact, it's one of your plays on the show, official play number two, Scotland in the ninth. Now, before we get to the Pilgrim, which is the other Breeders' Cup winning you're in, I want to touch upon the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic at a mile and a half on the inner turf course, where seven go to the post in this one. Warlike Goddess, very popular mare, is the 8-5 favorite there with Junior Alvarado. But you think maybe she lost a step or two?
Well, it's not that. The horse is now seven. First of all, you have two late scratches in there as well. Okay. Take out the two Daunt and take out the five Truly Quality. The two and five are out, leaving a field of five. Listen, it looks like Warlike Goddess certainly could handle the distance, certainly likes Aqueduct, but the Charles Appleby horse, the six Silver Knot, in my opinion, the horse to beat, and I think that he will be very tough in here.
All right, so you got the six Silver Knot, Dylan Davis aboard on Godolphin and Appleby in the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic. Again, scratch number two, Daunt, and the five Truly Quality. I guess, Jonathan, maybe one of the folks that handled the website are listening to the show. They just posted the scratches on their website. All right, now let's get to the second of the two Breeders' Cup winning your in races today at Belmont at Aqueduct. That's for the two-year-olds. This is on the outer turf course at a mile and 16th. Now, remember, races 1, 8, and 10 are off the turf, but they're trying to keep the stakes races on the turf, and this is one of them. For two-year-olds, again, at a mile and 16th, the Breeders' Cup winning are in. Eight are entered in this race. Zulu Kingdom is the 8-5 favorite with Joel Rosario in this race. And I'll check and see. No late scratches in this race.
Correct. The number four, Zulu Kingdom, is the horse to beat. This horse ran very well on the grass last time out at Saratoga when he won. But the two horse in here, Flying Mohawk, ships in from the Kentucky Downs race. This is actually a maiden running against winners. But he ran very, very well in both of his first two grass races. If you're looking to beat the four Zulu Kingdom, the two Flying Mohawk is the horse to do it with.
Okay, and we'll keep that on there. We'll maybe some exactas with Zulu Kingdom, Flying Mohawk, 6-1 with Jose Lascano aboard there. All right, I want to get to Churchill Downs. I know you did a sheet of Churchill Downs because that is another Breeders' Cup winning your in race today and won at Churchill, and that is the ACAC Stakes. It's $400,000 at a mile. This is named after one of the best handicap horses of his time, ACAC, which was, by the way, trained by Charlie Whittingham. Eighth race. It's the eighth race on the card there at Churchill Downs. Seven go to the post before any scratches there. Your man, Brad Cox, has got the big favorite in the race, Saudi Crown with Florent Garou. And there looks like nobody close on the morning line. But how do you see this race?
Well, Saudi Crown's going to have a hard time winning since he will be scratched,
oh,
from what I heard.
Oh, my goodness.
He's coming up.
All right.
More good news for you, Ralph. Yesterday, by the way, that track was a mess. I've never seen Church. It was a complete quagmire. The track dries out fast, we know that, but it really rained there all day yesterday. Anyway, Saudi Crown is coming out. If you remember last time out, we bet the three-horse Cagliostro at Saratoga. The horse won to his head at the start. He lost all chance. He still came on and ran fourth, ran very well that day despite the bad break. Looks like a two-horse race to me. Number one, Tumbarumba, and number three, Cagliostro. Two horses, 1-3-3-1 in the eighth race.
All right, so that's a Jonathan Ardoon, lock him up exacta, 1-3-3-1 in the eighth race, the ACAC, a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Yeah, that racetrack was an absolute sea of water and slop, and, you know, it was still a great day for Bango, that's for sure. But in any case, number seven, Saudi Crown, the big 4-5 favorite in this race, scratched. Do you have any reason? I know that you say he's going to be scratched. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I think it may be because of the track. I don't know, but I heard this morning the barn was scratching him.
So. Okay, and let's just hope it's because they don't want to go over those track conditions that will prevail today. Do you have any thoughts about the Lucas Classic while we're there at Churchill Downs?
What race is that?
That's the tenth race.
Yeah, I do. Actually, listen, Brad Cox Hit Show is the horse to beat, but a horse I'm interested in playing against him is number four, Cook Creek, a 5-year-old from the Mike Maker barn. This horse is on the improve. I think he has a shot of upsetting. Hit Show is the horse to beat. Cook Creek, if you're looking to beat him, is the horse to play.
All right, I knew I'd squeeze one out of you there for my listeners. Come on, I'm always there for my listeners. So you got Cook Creek, and the best shot you think of beating Hit Show in that race. All right, so we went through the Breeders' Cup winning your in races, and if you want to talk about any of them at Santa Anita, we will. Otherwise, we'll get another pick from me, and we'll let you go. Up to you.
Well, for radio, we're going to look at the eighth race today at Santa Anita, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. This is the Eddie D, and I love the number two horse in here, First Piece. You could draw a line through his last race. He had an impossible post at Del Mar, drawn way outside. He didn't get the greatest of trips. This horse loves the downhill turf course. 2 wins, 3 seconds. Mike Smith aboard. You're getting a generous 4-1 on the morning line. Number two, First Piece, wins today's eighth race out at Santa Anita.
This is downhill on the turf course there, breaking from post to First Piece. And all that Jonathan wants is a better trip today for him. Number two, First Piece, Mike Smith aboard, is your play in the eighth race at Santa Anita. Don't forget, folks, Jonathan has a full sheet of handicapping. Santa Anita, Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct. The poor guy never sleeps. And so we'll finally let him go and get some breakfast or something, whatever you want to do. But thanks a lot for your thoughts today, Jonathan.
All right, Ralph. We'll talk tomorrow. Stay safe and be well. Thank you, everybody.
All right. You got it, my man. We will continue rolling on this show because, as you know, on Saturdays at this time of the year, we have Sports by the Book that butts up right behind us. And they'll be giving you all you need to know about college football today. Trust me, you've got to stick around and listen. But before we get to them, we got to continue to roll on the Race Day Show. We'll be right back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas as we continue to roll along on California Crown Day. Just an update at Belmont at Aqueduct. They have labeled the track, the main track, good. They have labeled both turf courses in good condition. So everything is labeled good at Belmont at Aqueduct right now. And as you know, there's only two races left on the turf. The 11th race will be on the outer turf course. The 6th race will be on the inner turf course. They are both the stakes races there at Aqueduct today. And they're all, as I say, they're off the turf for races 1, 8, and 10 at Aqueduct today. 64 degrees, mostly cloudy right now there. Okay, let's go to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie. Well, I know that you've got maybe a college football pick that we can get, and then we'll go off to the races. And between you and our great team here on the Sports by the Book, we'll be all set for the pigskin action today.
Yeah, I do have a pick in college football. It's a team I've been following pretty closely this summer, Ralph, is game 147-148, Florida State against SMU. Florida State started in the top 10, and they've just had a disaster of a season.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's kind of beating up on them. But SMU changed quarterbacks a couple weeks ago. They had a bye. They came out last week and scored 66 points against TCU. It was a pretty good football team. I think SMU has got their stuff together. So let's go with 148, SMU minus 6 over the Florida State Seminoles.
All right, SMU minus 6 against Florida State in the pigskin action. Now a little horsehide action. What are we doing for racing? You have a full sheet today of handicapping at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it's a good card at Santa Anita. I'm going to go right into the teeth of the California Crown. Mm-hmm. Baffert has three horses in the race. And as we know, a lot of times the favorites, the uncoupled entry, don't get the job done. It's a long shot. And I'm going to try that angle today, Ralph. I'm going to go with number one, Newgate, at 6-1 in the California Crown. This horse was good enough to win the Santa Anita handicap. And if you go back even further down the list, this horse beat National Treasure in the Sham. This horse, I think, is as good as the other two, and we'll get it all of 6-1, if not more, because we'll be the fourth choice at best, Ralph. Let's go with the one, Newgate, coming off the layoff in the California Crown Race 9.
All right, Breeders' Cup winning you're in, California Crown, $1 million race at the 1 1/8. Bob Baffert has three horses in the race, and Richie's going for the longest priced of the three Baffert horses, and that is number one, Newgate. With John Velasquez coming out to ride at Santa Anita for Newgate today. 6-1 on the morning line, the one Newgate in the big race, the California Crown. Before I let you go, Richie, any thoughts, any races that you're really interested in, intrigued on looking in as far as the Breeders' Cup winning your in races today?
You know what, Ralph, I took a look at a lot of them, and a lot of them are really wide-open affairs. So I'm making notes of what Jonathan Hardoon and Jerry Jay and John Lindo have to give. So I'm going to take a neutral stance.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot. But remember, folks, he's got a full sheet of handicapping for today at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we can need to roll along on this Saturday Race Day show. Coming up next, our closing act, John Lindo and Jerry Jackwitz, and they've got a whole lot more to say, especially John about the California Crown. He's next. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now time to go to SoCal, where John Lindo is standing by on California Crown Morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. We're getting busy here. You know, all the weekends with football and horse racing, always busy here at the South Point. But you guys are going to be busy there at Santa Anita. It looks like with the special events and everything going around Santa Anita, they're making this California Crown Day like Hollywood.
Yeah, it's going to be more an event day, a different kind of experience on track. They're going to have a lot of those entertainment acts going on between the races as opposed to after in concerts. So I don't know if that means longer time between post times. We'll just have to play it by ear because it's the first time they've done it. So we'll see what happens there. You know, that's why I think we have the 12:30 post time, 10 races. But they need a little bit of time to stuff everything in. They're going to stuff in today at the track.
All right, so it's going to be Hollywood there at Santa Anita. Well, let's take a look. First of all, there are five new multi-day bets they're offering today.
Quite a few bets today, yeah, including two-day bets. You know, they've got a couple of daily doubles that go. One will go from the Eddie D down the hill to the Santa Anita Sprint Championship. The other will go from the California Crown to the Zenyatta tomorrow. And you got a two-day pick six with a mandatory payout. That's a $1 wager on that two-day pick six. And, you know, again, there are other wagers throughout the card. We've got an all-stakes pick five today. And so you've really got to check the list on the schedule to see what you've got because it's a different menu than the usual racing day.
And, of course, the coast-to-coast pick five, you have a suggestion on your Linda report. The Linda report covering all the races today at Santa Anita plus a coast-to-coast pick five suggestion. Between Santa Anita and Gulfstream, one comprehensive sheet available right now here, only in one place in your gaming capital. It is here at the South Point Racebook. It is free of charge to you, complimentary, because they love horse players here. That's for sure. All right, John, let's do a kind of a two-minute drill between the five stakes races today at Santa Anita. The Unzip Me at 6.5 furlongs on the turf is the fifth.
Well, the East Coast Shipper Tupi comes in from post 11 ought to get a nice pace pressing trip in here. I think this horse will like the 6.5 down the hill. Best when she can use a target to chase. She'll get that today. Flavian Pratt rides. She'll have to catch number one Dreamfire, who should make the lead coming off the layoff for OJ Herrigy. And you've got Zona Verde in really good form right now, and she can handle the hill. She's run down the race down the hill before. I'll make the race 11-6-1.
All righty, 11-6-1 there. The seventh race is the John Henry Turf at 1.25 miles on the turf course, where 11 are entered in that. And it looks like a wide-open affair as well.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get there's one East Coast Shipper in here, but that horse is also entered today at Churchill Downs. So I don't know if Big Blue Line is here or not, but he looks like a dirt horse to me anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Phoenix won the Del Mar Handicap in his last start. He did the same thing last year, came to this race, and kind of regressed. If he does that again, this race really opens up. I think one of the other Phil D'Amato horses, number three, Devon Propos, is improving, will run all day, so the 1.25 is not a problem. Good post to get a stocking trip.
Mm-hmm.
At 6-1 on the program, I think he's the right horse. Gold Phoenix, the one to beat. Dicey Mulcara, the one to catch.
All right, and in the eighth race, the Eddie D Stakes, 6.5 furlongs on the turf. And in this one, again, a wide-open affair.
Yeah, good gambling race here. I know John Hardoon likes first piece. Cutting back, I love the horses going route to sprint and the downhill races here. That foundation really helps. He's going to be tough in there. I like the Calvert. I like number one, Johnny Padres. I thought he ran a super race running second in the Green Flash to Matorius down at Del Mar. Matorius is going to be a contender in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Johnny Padres is one down the hill. There's a ton of speed in here. You got the track record holder, Noble Reflection, in the race. But I think he's better when he races with Lasix. He does not get Lasix today.
Okay.
So if this race falls apart a little bit late, look for number one, Johnny Padres, to come flying. He'll have to run down first piece. And you've got Big Invasion from the East Coast back in form. So he's a major player in here as well.
All right. We move along. The California Crown is next. Breeders' Cup winning are in at 1.125. Bob Baffert's got this thing surrounded.
Yeah, and number four, Katona, may not start in this race. We may be down to five. Nothing for sure, but you know, I've heard some rumblings that he might not go today.
Okay.
In either case, Bob Baffert, the one to beat here. National Treasure has to have the lead to run his best races. He should make the lead in here. But the horse to watch, obviously, is the three-year-old Muth facing older horses. Got a good prep in the Shared Belief down at Del Mar. And this is a key race for him because he's got to run well to get to the Breeders' Cup Classic. That's what they're pointing for. I expect Muth to run big in here. And we'll see if he can run down his older stablemate, National Treasure. I'm not sure there's enough pace in the race to set up Senor Buscador today.
All righty. And finally, 10th race, the Breeders' Cup winning you're in as well. The City of Hope Mile at a mile on the turf. 4-5 favorite in this one.
Yeah, Johannes is the 4-5 favorite, number 3. He's the best turf horse on the West Coast. I expect him to run his race today. The only horse I would worry about is the one we don't know, and that's Tricari, number 6, the 3-year-old coming in for Grand Motion. He has been extra game in all of his races back on the East Coast. They tried the older horses to see if he fits for the Breeders' Cup Mile, and we'll get a good read on him because Johannes is a serious racehorse, and so is Tricari. I think it's those two, Ralph.
All right, John, off to the races, my man. Thanks a lot for covering those for us. The Linda Report again here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively for horse players. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
You want a radio play?
I certainly do.
Okay, let's go to race number 6 today. This is not one of the stakes races.
Oh,
number
okay.
7, you decide, comes off a Tapita race at Gulfstream Park, just a prep race, has trained really well in the dirt here. And at 15-1 on the morning line, you get Hector Berrios and a horse that's shown a lot of speed in the morning. Number 7, you decide, race number 6, Santa Anita.
Oh, boy, am I glad you reminded me of that. I would be tarred and feathered if we didn't give him out a 15-1 shot and it won, that's for sure. 6th race, the 7, you decide. 15-1, folks. John Lindo, thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck today.
All right, now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, Jerry, thank goodness that we got that scratched horse, the first one you were going to give yesterday. You did an audible, and you came up with a $37.20 winner for us on the show yesterday, so that was a nice move. What about today at Belmont at Aqueduct?
Right, and maybe we'll get a few more along the way here.
Okay.
Let's go to the 5th at Aqueduct for our first play.
Okay.
I'm coming up with Neural Network, the fall horse for Chad Brown. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to get to this horse, but with a 3-1 morning line on a horse that probably should be around 6-5, in my opinion, there's a lot of value in there. And short-priced overlays are really very good for you, but you have to be good at identifying them. It'll probably go down to 2-1, and it's still playable there. That's the four horse, Neural Network, in the 5th race. 4 over the 2.57, reverse 2.57 over the 4. And then I'll press up 2.442.
All right. In that race, in the 5th race, you like the 4 over 2.57 and reverse, another 2.442 for you. The 4 Neural Network is the key in the 5th at Belmont at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to a selection at Santa Anita.
Let's go to the California Crown Stakes, the grade 1.
All right.
Race number 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's a confusing race with the 3 Bob Baffert's in it, but I think Muth, I think that's how you say it, sort of rates out over these. Just a fantastic rooter and route type of horse. Lightly raced 3-0, but every time he comes to the track, he's rhythmical and he's faster. Rhythmical and faster. This is developing 3-year-old colt. I don't mind taking him at 3-2 or better. I'll take the 5 over the 1.36. I'm certainly going to make that trifecta, the 5, and spread the 1.36 underneath it in a trifecta. And then I'll come and hit the exact as I think that are best, 5 over 1.36 reverses just to break even.
All right, so your plan as far as your betting plan here is the 5 over 1.36, and that'll be a key over them in a trifecta, and then a small exacta and very small reverse just to break even.
Right. Well, if any of the 1.36 are a big price, it might be a big exacta.
All right, you got it.
Because I'm looking for value.
Power pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Belmont at Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. By the way, we were a good team yesterday because the link up, one of the link ups I gave you in the big race that you gave at $37 came in, and the dollar exacta paid $35.
But we got hurt because they dead heated for second.
Yeah.
So we lost half the value. Probably.
Yes, we did. But we still cashed.
We should have got 75-1.
All right, Jerry.
But yes, we did that.
All right, Jerry, stay right there. I want to remind everybody now that coming up next, the team is ready to go next to me. It's Alex and Jeff, and they're going to be talking about all of the action in college football today, college football, sports by the book. And, guys, I know the big game of the day is Alabama and Georgia.
It's pretty good that we get these type of matchups in the regular season now. I know there's a lot of complaints about conference realignment, but, Alex, we normally don't see these teams play in a regular season, and we get it in September.
That's right. First time Alabama has been a home underdog since 2007.
Oh,
so,
man.
We will break this down and give you our thoughts on that and as many as we can.
Oh, you're going to go through the whole rep.
We got 31 games on the rundown today, Ralph.
Well, then 31. I better get out of here and get you guys started. That's right. I already went through all the races, so we're going to get started with that. Do you tease any of Alabama or Georgia?
Don't tease college football.
Okay.
No. Just throwing that out there. Don't tease college football.
No, I don't mean tease.
And for our play?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm giving away him with my shirt.
Okay.
Maybe I am.
Well, we got that. More to come with these guys. If you're on the YouTube, South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube, make sure that you stay tuned. These guys are ready and set to go with all of the great action on football. So we got the pigskin and the horse hide all covered right here at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. All right, we're going to wrap it up, Jerry. And a quick thought. Do you have any thoughts about any of the other races? Well, we don't have time, so forget it. There you are. That's it. We're done. We got.
Have a great race day,
everybody. All right. Stay tuned for Sports by the Book.